So, how's your preparation going? And I don't mean the buying and the running around town and spending money and boosting your credit limit. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean the preparation that we do in part by being together, right here, right now. Thank you for being here and doing it. Our gospel scene today from Luke gives us four very useful models to help us truly prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus later this week. The four are Elizabeth, John, Mary, and Jesus. And each has something to offer us for the next few days. Elizabeth, Mary's older cousin, who so quickly understands that she's being visited by one who is bringing Christ, divine love in human flesh, into her presence. And John, who even before his own birth recognizes the approach of Christ and so naturally and so vividly communicates his joy to Elizabeth, who at the moment is his entire world. And Mary, who so willingly has given over her body to the task of carrying this child into the world. And finally, Jesus, whose body is being nourished and formed within Mary's, and who is quite simply taken up completely with the task of becoming the human face of God. Let's consider Elizabeth first. She quickly recognizes the Christ bearer and affirms the faith of Mary that brings to her this gift. Blessed are you, she says, who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Elizabeth, you see, is pregnant herself for the first time now when she is supposedly way beyond her own years of childbearing. She readily recognizes the miracle within Mary, perhaps because she is so aware of the miracle within herself. Remember, she's living in a time when the primary value, sometimes the only value, of women, according to the culture, was to bear children. For myself, in these last few days of Advent, and I suggest this to you as well, I prepare to pray in the spirit of Elizabeth that I, maybe that we all, find a new ability to recognize the graces that have entered our lives this year, and find a new willingness to acknowledge to others the many ways that they bring God's grace into our lives. Don't pray to get the affirmation. Pray to be able to give it to those who need it. Now consider John. His whole world is Elizabeth's womb. At the approach of Mary carrying Jesus within her, John cannot keep from dancing. It's another way to legitimately translate the word that we say is leapt in the womb. He can't not dance. The innocence of this yet to be born child is completely receptive to the presence of the soon to emerge Christ, and he cannot keep his joy contained. John shares his joy with his whole world in an unmistakable way. His spirit gives us something else to pray for. In these days, pray for ways to really engage the world around you, to help others recognize the grace of Christ in their own lives, and help others feel the joy that comes from that grace. I saw a bumper sticker earlier this week that says it really well. Sometimes there's wisdom in bumper stickers. Well, not in a political year, but this one was wonderful. It said simply, keep the faith, but not just to yourself. And now for Mary. She has just said the most consequential yes in all of human history, and then off she goes to see her older cousin. That must have already been a really remarkable relationship, don't you think? And now they find one another, each carrying within them a life of immeasurable consequence. And by their faithfulness to their call to do that, they are leading lives of enormous consequence in their own right. In the rest of this week, let's befriend Mary so that we might see more as she saw this simple fact, that our greatest, truest joy in this life is found when we give ourselves completely, body, mind, spirit, give ourselves completely to the call of nurturing the divine love that seeks to come into the world through our bodies, through our actions. Now, we are each very flawed and often broken. That's why our church gives us this time to prepare and be nourished for our own call. And our great nourishment is right here, in the presence of the risen Christ, in word, in Eucharist, and even in flawed community. So what does Jesus do in this gospel scene? What's Jesus doing? Anything? Yeah, he's doing something. He is accepting the nourishment, the knitting together of his own body within Mary's body. He's accepting the ride up the hill to Elizabeth's house. In his full humanity, he is here fully dependent. Let's remember that too this week. And in remembering, allow yourself to be knit together by the Eucharist, by the prayers of the community, by the love and even the flaws of those around you. Often we slip into the sort of narcissism that lets us ignore or even reject our own need for the grace that's offered by sacrament and by community. Give that false sense of independence a little rest. Instead of rushing off to do one more thing before Christmas, sit in silence with your God for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, or allow yourself to pray with the help of some beautiful music. Give yourself a little time and space to breathe in the spirit that yearns to live in you always. And then, later this week, if you find yourself in some overcrowded Christmas mass, squeezed in between people you've never seen before, people who somehow got to your parking space before you did, who are sitting in your seat in the church, maybe then you can greet them with the recognition that Christ has invited all of us equally, them too, all of us, to be here and to walk together toward the beauty of his love.